the overcoming.
Love Talk Radio.
Huh.
What's up to overcome us? Holiness? Oh, whether they're coming up with people, God. But then, keep us safe, God. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for being on today, God. Made it to separate ours and spirit, God, and help us in our everyday life, God. We thank you. Thank you for health, life, and for our mind, God. Proverbs 10:19, James 1:6, James 3:4, Malachi 2:16-17. Again, we will be this every week at 8 o'clock to 15. On the same those that are listening in, even those that might be on their way to work or just getting ready to go to church or maybe still in the bed, whatever it is, we thank you for listening in for Sunday School and Youth. And our subject today is the word we speak. The words we speak. We talked about last week, we talked about our thoughts. Now we're going to talk about the words that we speak. Our words are very important, what we say. Remember a long time ago, my mom said that I got it from someone else and someone else got it from someone else or whatever. I always said, have anything to say. And, just, and that's the way God wants us. Bad things. Those negative works of the enemy. God is not pleased with those things. It's our lives we see God by the words that we say today's life. So the words that you say can either can lift somebody up. So we very cautious on things. And at least a lot of people say, and they said before they even think about the reaction that caused, sometimes you just pause and think about something that you want to be healthy. People cause no. I'm talking about evil hearts. Cannot, your heart is evil. It's not going to speak to God anyway. It's going to be always your mouth because those are the thoughts that are in it. Matthew 12 and says, O generation of vipers, how can you speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. A good man out of the good, out of the good of the heart brings forth, and an evil man out of the evil trait, what evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that man based thereof in the day of judgment, for by thy word thy shall be justified, by thy word so we have to be careful about the things that, especially those evil things, because when the day of judgment comes, you're going to be held accountable for those things that you spoke that were not for being malice or evil towards someone. You're going to pay for those things. When judgment day comes, it will come back to you. But God is letting us know that we have to have a good heart so that we can speak good things. Again, like I said, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say nothing. That's to me, that is a word of wisdom. Because evil hearts cannot speak. Heart is full of malice, envious, and hate. And so that's what's going to come out of you. No matter how you try to fake it, it's going to eventually. Talking about rattle the tongue. Oh, that's a hard thing. Sometimes we just can't hold that little mouth of ours. It just can't hold it. You have to run that mouth. But the Bible says, in Proverbs 10:19, monkeys don't want it, no sin. That refrains why. So it's wise that you know you that mouth shut. And sometimes we just can't run our mouth and talk about things. That's how rumor gets around. Lies, stuff, running your mouth and don't know what you're talking about. Sometimes you just need to be quiet and just sit back and what God is saying before you open up your mouth. James 1 and 10 seem to be resistant and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart. That man religious is running your mouth talking about this and don't know what you're talking about. That is not of God. That man's religion is vain. Your living is in vain. Because God is not of God. God wants us to rattle our tongues. Keep your mouth shut sometimes. For in James 3, for in many things offend all. If any man offend not in words, the same is a perfect man, and able also to rattle the whole body. So it's important that we be at risk. Gotta keep the thing. Gotta keep a peace of mind. Say your peace of your mind. That's it. Might cause something in the long run with judgment time. Man, praise God. So we got to learn how to bridle the tongue. Bridle the tongue. Portions of words. Words are very, communication with others, that is very important. See, that no corrupted communication out of your mouth, but that which is good, edified, that is ministry, grace unto the human. Our words are very important just to uplift and to service God's people's amen. Just listen, that we're trying to, everybody's trying to listen. Amen. That's going to be our goal, heaven. So don't nobody want to go to hell right now, praise God. So we don't want to die and be same place that we are already in. We want to go to a better place. So we have to be careful about the words that we speak to other people. So our words are very important on the things that we say to people. Let it be great. Let it be good words that will be good in the ears of the talking about the Lord, talking about the word that we cannot talk about, communicate with people without talking about the Lord, because it's in him we live, move, and stop being. If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be right now. So it says in Malachi 17, then they that fear the Lord speak often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written for him from them that feared the Lord and that died upon his name. And they shall be my host. In that day I make up my gift. I will spare them as a man spares own son that serves him. got to talk about the Lord. We do things of the Lord. Like I said, we wouldn't be saved. Communicating, talking to someone, God's name ought to come up at least once or twice in your conversation. Words that we try to give a testimony of something that God has done in your life and uplift and let people know that there's hope. You know, there's a God above, and he this time he looks low, and God will take care of you. Trust him to believe that he would do anything but fail. So we are in the words that we and wholesome to the people of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I just pray that the word today was something that was a blessing to us. Give us something to motivate us throughout the week. If we talk about the prayer life, talked about our thoughts, talked about the words that we next we talk about the prayer life, the prayer life. So I ask that you could stay tuned with us on next week. It's only 8 a.m. 15. Just think about it, that we can as go through the word of the Lord, the scriptures that you have, meditate on them. Praise God that it may be a blessing because without God, we can. Praise God. It is you that give us the word, thoughts in our mind, and it keeps us teachers. So I ask that you continue on today. Into the what God loves you. I am. So God bless you.